And God blesses us in order that we might be a blessing to somebody else. God doesn't give us for us to keep. He gives us that we may use for the uplifting of someone else. Is there anyone with us who is visiting? Anyone visiting? Where? What's your name? Philip? Where are you visiting from, Philip? Oh, Louisiana. That's where my wife is from, a little town called Bastrop. Oh, really? Are you from Monroe? Okay, she has many relatives in Monroe. God bless you, Brother Philip. Thank you for being with us. Anyone else visiting with us today? Anyone else? Yes, what's your name? Eric. Eric, where are you from? He's what? Oh, he's not a guest. Well, go on, Eric. We're still listening. Oh, I see. So you're visiting from Oklahoma. That's okay. God bless you, Eric. Nice to see you. Is there anyone with us who is not a Seventh-day Adventist? May I see your hand? You're not a Seventh-day. It's okay. Give us your name again. Desiree. That's right. That's right. God bless you, Desiree. I appreciate the fact that you're back again today. God has a purpose for your being in this place. Believe that. All right. Let's bow our heads and pray. Our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to come very close to us. Christ became one of us, which expresses the closest possible union you have with any created intelligent being. Closer to us even than he is to the angels. So, Father, through your Spirit, come, open our eyes, enlighten our understanding, give us a revelation of your will for our lives, and then give us the power of the life of Christ to live out that will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. You shall read verse 7. Now, this is a verse you all know very well. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. While you're waiting or you're finding that verse, remember the three favors. If you have a phone, please turn it off. Of course, if your Bible is on it, that's a different story. But I much prefer people to carry a real Bible, because when people see a phone, they don't think you're going to church. But when they see this, they have a different mindset altogether. This doesn't say church. This says church. So if you have to walk publicly, wherever possible, carry one of these. It is a silent sermon. So all phones turned off, favor number two. While I speak, pray for me and simply say, Lord, put your words in that man's mouth. And favor number three, please think as you listen. Have we found Genesis chapter 2, verse 7? The Bible says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This is almost always the text Seventh-day Adventists use when they begin a presentation on the state of the dead. This is not my burden this morning at all. But I want you to observe the substance from which we were made. We were made from dirt. The thing people walk on, that animals walk on and do other things on, that's what we were made from, dirt. Now, why did God choose to make us from dirt? Let's leave that question unanswered for a minute. Let us go to Psalm 148. We shall read from verse 1. Psalm 148, reading from verse 1. Who wrote the book of Psalms? Well, he wrote most of them. Who wrote Proverbs? He wrote most of them as well. Other people wrote some of the Proverbs. Other people wrote some of the Psalms. David wrote most of the Psalms. His son wrote most of Proverbs. Proverbs 148, reading from verse 1. Psalm, oh God bless you, my brother. Thank you. Psalm 148, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Now skip to verse 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he did what? Commanded, finish the verse, and they were created. Now who is they? All right, but according to what we read, who is they? Remember favor number 3, what's that? Look at what we read. Listen again. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels praising him, all his hosts. Verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord. Who is them? Based on what we've read. The angels and the hosts, yes. For he commanded, go on, and they were created. Question for you. From what were angels made? Is there a camera on me? So I can move around a little bit to warm up myself. Okay. From what were angels made? Now we read clearly, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. We know the raw materials God used to make man. From what were angels made? Nothing. All right, well, man was also created. He was also created. He's part of creation. But angels, I heard someone say, were created from nothing. Let's go to, you don't have it. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 38, paragraph 3. You may write the reference down. Page 38, paragraph 3. Listen carefully. Christ was the Son of God. He had been one with him before the angels were called into existence. The angels were simply called into existence. Now, God could have made mankind the same way. But for reasons best known to God, he made them out of dirt. Let's see what the Bible thinks about dirt. Let's go to Psalm 103. We'll read verses 13 and 14. And our subject for this morning, higher than the highest. Psalm 103, 13 and 14. What does verse 13 say? Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Now verse 14. For he knoweth what? Our frame. He remembereth that we are what? What does that mean? All right, we're different, yes. Notice, he knoweth. Why does God pity his children? Did God pity Adam and Eve before they were sinners? No. Think with me. No. Does God pity the unfallen angels? No. Then why would God pity his children? Well, but while we're alive, why does he pity us? We're under the curse. Something else. Are we strong? We are weak. That's why he says, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we're what? They're just dirt. Just dirt. That's what we were made from. Let's go to Genesis 18. Abraham talking to God. Genesis 18. We'll read verses 26 and 27. Our subject, higher than the highest. Do you have Genesis 18? Yes, Genesis 18. We haven't got all day, so you must find those verses quickly. This is a Seventh-day Adventist church, remember. There's a custom I've observed that's popping up in Adventist churches. You read the verse, then you give the page. I find that personally, just me, as a Seventh-day Adventist, a little demeaning to give me the page. Just give me the book. I am a part of a group historically known as what? The people of the book. Don't give me the page. Give the page to him. Just tell me the book, and I will find it. What book did I say? What chapter? Reading from what, verse 26 and 27, the Bible says, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Now, verse 27, after God speaks, Abraham said, and Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, finish the verse, which am but dust and ashes. Not God who's dust and ashes, Abraham. Abraham says, look, all I am is what? Dust. How can I speak to God this? I am just dirt. Go to Psalm 115. Psalm 115. We read verse 16. Are we there? The Bible says, the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he done what? Given to whom? The children of men. In other words, the Bible identifies us with the earth, dirt. Heaven, God is identified with heaven, not earth. Let's go to Genesis 3. We're taking a long look at dirt. Genesis 3. Okay. Genesis 3. Now, Adam has fallen. Eve has sinned. God has spoken to Eve. He has spoken to the serpent. Now he's coming to Adam. Genesis 3, reading from verse 17. The Bible says, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. Now, keep that in mind, cursed is the ground, and listen to Genesis 2:7 again. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, based on that verse, what two things was Adam made from? Quickly. Okay, dust and breath. Did someone say dust and breath? Was that what he was made from? He was only, now I tried to trick you. He was only made from dust, not dust and breath. That verse 7 of Genesis 2 presents two discrete events. Let's identify them. And the Lord God did what? Formed man of the dust of the ground. That's one event. When the formation, the work of art, was done, this lifeless thing was lying there, beautifully made, but lifeless. Then God breathed into the finished nostrils the breath of life. So that the breath was not part of the construction material. Now, listen to Genesis 3:17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. What was not cursed? The breath. The ground was cursed. Give me another word for the ground. The dirt. Where did Adam come from? Dirt. The breath was not cursed. Where did the breath come from? What we have is the very highest to the very what? Lowest. God deliberately made us from the lowest material. Then put something of himself into us, that the life we would now live would reflect not dirt, but what? Him. The glory of that naturally has to go where? To God. How can dirt live a godly life? But this is a lesson God wants us to learn. Whatever the condition of your life, let me in, says God. Let me in. And I will transform you from whatever you are to a heavenly being. You take away the breath, and what do you have? Just really nothing. Then let me ask you this. What should give meaning to our lives?
the Lord. This is his arrangement. Life is not life if God is not within. Now you are existing, but you're really not living.
You missed it. Let me say differently. There's a text in the Bible that says this. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. So that on this earth, there are millions of walking dead. Dead but walking around, dead but going to work, dead but watching the football games, dead but whatever, just living dead. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And there are many such dead people in the church. They're dirt without a breath. God's lesson for us, excuse me, my beloved brothers and sisters, what really gives meaning to your life, says God, must be me in your life. So that Ellen White writes, Education, page 18, paragraph 3, higher than the highest human thought can reach is God's ideal for his children. Godliness, godlikeness is the goal to be reached. I told you last night, Confident Courage, page 31, paragraph 3, 21, paragraph 5. Confident Courage, verse 21, paragraph 5. God created man for his own glory, that after test and trial, the human family might become one with the heavenly family. God wanted to unite dirt with himself. Now, that's the sort of thing, when you hear that, you must tell the preacher, stop. Give me some time to think. Let me recover from this helpful concussion. God desired to connect himself with dirt. Not to debase himself, but to elevate dirt. And that desire on God's part has not changed.